A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of time." The Gospel of the Lord. My religious congregation, the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like many congregations of women today, is going through a new phase in our history. Our median age is over 80. Many of us have retired from our various ministries. We have empowered competent persons to head up our corporate ministries. And through it all, we are experiencing a new kind of letting go. What we keep reminding each other is that while our personal ministries have changed or ended, we each and together live out our mission. The mission is that of our founders, but more basically, it is the mission of our baptism. This is the mission we all share, all baptized persons, the commitment to the gospel and the preaching of our lives. Today is Trinity Sunday. I would like to refer to it as Mission Sunday, for today it is far more important to reflect on mission than to try and explain three in one. We can begin with the three facets of God. Our God Creator sends forth Jesus, now the Christ. Christ gives the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit reveals both Creator God and Jesus the Christ as she breathes life into all of humanity, helping us to come to understand the divine love in our day-to-day reality. God Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the breath of the Spirit, the divine, dynamic, love-driven energy of the Trinity, the heart of mission. A few days ago, Archbishop Michael Curry gave a brilliant homily at the royal wedding. If you haven't listened to this or read the text, I highly recommend it. It is available online. With great passion, he presented a simple message regarding love, urging all present to live the power of love in our relationships. He said, "When love is the way, then no child would go to bed hungry in this world ever again." Some thought his message was too political. Well, then, the simple gospel living message of love will always be political. So be it. No matter what we have a responsibility to share the love of the Trinity. As I listened, I recalled a teacher a few years ago sending forth the students at Christmas break. They had been talking about how family holiday gatherings can be stressful. She said to them, "Just be kind." This is the mission of our baptism. I believe it is in this manner we can hear the words of Jesus in today's gospel. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of time." And so you and I may not be literally baptizing people, but we have a mission nonetheless. To the extent that you and I bring love and kindness to our relationships and into the events and circumstances of our lives, we are representing the Trinity and participating in the very life of the Trinity, the heart of mission in our world.